Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to the Chai Racham Nachiyomi Learning Initiative. I'm Mendy Eisenberg, and I'm here to learn the 25th parak of Shmuel Aleph with you. I'm so sorry about how late it is, but Baruch Hashem, I had a lot of time to think about what exactly I want to speak about. A pattern that has been forming is, I think this is not just a pattern in what I've been addressing, it's a pattern in what's been going on in Navi. We are seeing constantly a contrast of characters, but more, and anything else, we see a contrast of significant others. When Eish HaChayil is, we saw a lot, as I mentioned, we saw a lot through Shoftim, we saw Michal helping David escape. So there's a very interesting one in this parak. This parak has the character of Naval. So I was just learning Kedoshim with my eighth graders, and we learned about Naval Bereshut HaTorah. Naval Bereshut HaTorah, which is, means a disgusting person with the Torah's permission. It's Naval Bereshut HaTorah. So I was wondering, when I was learning at the beginning of this parak, it says that this person, Naval, comes up. And Naval is like wondering, his parents named him Naval. I was like, did Naval mean that? I remember Naval shows up in Parshas Yitzra, Naval Tibol, you'll surely waste away. But I was wondering, is Naval, did the name come first? We know that Naval means a disgusting person. What came first, the person Naval or the meaning of the word Naval? And in the parak, Naval's wife says, she actually says, Naval is just like his name. He's a low-life person. Because David, you know, he comes peaceably to Naval, and he says, like, you know, you want to give me just some bread, whatever. Naval just lashes out at him for no reason. And Abigail, his wife, steps up, and something so interesting is that David, she steps up, and David says she seems to be a very worthy woman, and she tells David, she tells Naval, she helps out David behind Naval's back. She tells Naval about it. Naval, being the disgusting person he is, he can't handle the fact that his wife has helped out David, and it puts him into shock, and he dies a week later. And the amazing thing is that David steps up and marries her. He offers to marry her, and she agrees, and they get married. It's so weird. This is the progression of how things go. And I was thinking about it this morning as I was learning the parak. I thought it was so interesting. Where does David get this idea to you know, ask Naval's wife, Abigail, to marry him? And I find it to be so interesting and so telling. What did David see about her? Well, what do we know about David at this point? David, he's really supposed to be the king. He's supposed to step up, and Shaul is acting inappropriately. And David is... Despite the fact that Shaul's not supposed to be king, and one David is supposed to be king, David is respecting Shaul's kingliness, and the fact that he was chosen by Hashem, this holds a high importance in his mind. And he says, I care about not being killed, but you know, this person is the king, and I have due responsibilities to this person as the king. And he looks at Abigail, and what does she see? Her husband, I don't know how they ended up together in the first place. They seem to be so different. I don't know, like when someone read the Shidduch resume and she sees his name, like, I have this great guy for you. His name is Naval. Like, oh, it's disgusting. Like, well, the parents were going to name him, and the father wanted to name him Noble. And it was misspelled on the birth certificate, so somehow from Noble to Naval. And so, you know, Naval's wife is a very decent person. And what do we see about her? Despite the fact that her husband is this horrible person, she acts like an amazing Eish HaChayil. She stands by her husband despite the fact that he's not really a good person, and she has respect for her husband. And I don't know what the dynamic of the relationship was, but I think that David looks at this and says, despite the fact that the person who she's with is not being such a good person, she is going up and coming to me and defending him to me so that I don't kill him. She's acting like a really great wife. She's acting like a really great spouse. This person is not doing his job, but she is doing her job. And then David's like, what is David doing? Shaul's not doing his job as a good king, but he says, okay, granted, Shaul has lost his mind. He's trying to kill an innocent person. But my responsibility to treat Shaul as a king does not change just because he's not doing his responsibility. And I think David looks at Abigail and says, this is a person who's loyal. And I find this to be so interesting because also Abigail, she's referred to as Abigail Eshes Nabal. Even in Shmuel Beis, she's referred to as Abigail Eshes Nabal. She's no longer married to him. He's dead. She marries David. But she's called Abigail Eshes Nabal because she took that seriously. She took that responsibility as she was the Eshes Nabal. When Nabal dies, she says, okay, I don't have to be married to him anymore. She moves on. But the fact that her, what did David see in her? David saw her loyalty. David saw her loyalty despite her significant other not necessarily being the person who was right for the job. She said, my responsibilities are still with him. And this is like David saying, my responsibilities are still to the king, even if the king is not doing his job properly. I think it's such an interesting lesson. I think it's an important lesson. And we are, as I said, we are winding down with Shmuel Aleph, which I'm going to pick up with the 26th parak tomorrow. Hatzlacha Rabbah.